Chapter 29. Evil. A notification appeared, but he immediately willed it away without reading it. Was this some sort of sick joke? Was life element evil? A parasite that would kill them all? What did that mean about him and his whisper ability? It was supposed to give him an innate connection to the stuff. What did it mean that the life element he could see looked beautiful? Was mana something that corrupted? Just what had that wave changed inside of him? What had it taken from him? Countless questions pinged inside of him like shrapnel tearing down his walls of careful control. That was the moment. That was the moment his brittle armor of curiosity and false honesty shattered. All the coping mechanisms he'd tricked himself into believing, just so that he could make it another hour, another minute, even a second, were stripped away. While he had cried cups full of tears, for the first time in days, Finn truly grieved. The weight of everything that had happened since the crash finally and truly crashed down on him. His guilt over surviving the intense soul-scarring wound he'd suffered when he lost Lauren, even the stress of trying to ignore the insanity of a gray tsunami washing over him, it all landed at once. He finally was forced to bow to the universe, as he proved too weak to hold it back by will alone. Finn's hands started shaking, and his breath stuttered fast and short. He collapsed into a nearby chair. His emotions ran rampant and swelled until they grew so large his body could no longer contain them. Once that threshold had been breached, his mind, body, and soul could no longer bear it. They wept. Tears flowed down his face. Each second, they flowed faster, harder. The tears took away his ability to see. He wrapped his arms around himself, still vainly attempting to contain the emotions avalanching through him. His breaths were sharp but soft as he forced them to be as quiet as possible. Finn's shoulders heaved with every tight exhale, a sharp 1 second staccato. Seconds turned to minutes and he continued to grieve, his eyes a hellish red. The pain flowed out of him like pus from a wound. Two men shared that space and time, both equally trapped by their own silent pain. Slowly, Finn regained control of himself. His breathing started to ease. His breath grew regular. Subconsciously, he matched it to the artificial wheeze of the ventilator. Each inhale was a counterpoint to the machine keeping the other man alive. After more time had passed than he could say, Finn let out one last shuddering exhale with his eyes closed. When he opened them, nothing had changed. Yet, everything was different. Sitting in the shadows of the patient's room, the only light coming from the auto dock and the fluorescence in the hallway, it was no surprise that he'd remained undiscovered. He heaved another nearly silent but heavy breath. He felt hollowed out, too emotionally exhausted to grieve any further, at least for the moment. There was no doubt in his mind that the pain would come again. That was okay. Pain was the shadow of time. It wasn't to be feared, only accepted, survived, and used. What mattered now was that he'd done what he'd been too afraid to do. He'd truly and deeply accepted Lauren's loss. Finn had admitted to himself that he was in pain, and it wasn't the fault of the labyrinth or anyone that he hadn't faced it before. Even for him, some pains could reach so deep that only time would let them see light. Rather than dwelling on his loss any longer, he decided to focus on what he could control. First and foremost, there was that light blinking in the corner of his vision. He'd finished the quest. "Congratulations. You have completed the quest Life Crop. Though it cost you more pain than you realized you already possessed, you persevered. You have discovered that the life element can manifest in many unexpected ways. Completion score C. Do you wish to collect your rewards?" A quick yes earned another prompt. "You have earned reward 50 XP, 5 Magicka. Special reward for personal growth type quest. Unlocked ability aspect. Cave of Whispers. The initial rewards seemed sparse. There was still nothing he could do with the XP. He already had more than 2K of the stuff sitting useless on his status page under his locked level. And 5 Magicka was nothing compared to thousands he'd already accumulated. The last reward, though, came with a prompt of its own. Congratulations. Your quest has unlocked the second aspect of your whisper ability, Cave of Whispers. Cave of Whispers, visualize your power. Plus 50 Magicka for unlocking an aspect. The vibration spread through him from his Magicka reward. That was it. Visualize your power. Once again, the prompts weren't so great at sharing the information. Valiantly, Finn fought the impulse for 1.5 long seconds before his curiosity got the better of him. How do I even access this Cave of Wonder? Holy shit! Finn was suddenly and completely surrounded by blackness.
What the fuck?
He sank down into a fighter's stance, ready for anything. His foot shifted backward a bit, leaving a small circle of light surrounding him. Just like that, a split second later, he was back in the hospital.
What?
Furrowing his brow, he rubbed his hands together. The sensation felt real. He checked his other senses, and nothing indicated that he was hallucinating. Had he really just instantly transported to another place and then zapped right back? Finn took a couple breaths. No denying that suddenly being somewhere else had been discombobulating, but his rational mind reasserted itself. That dark place must have been the Cave of Whispers. He reread the previous description. Visualize your power. Visualize. Maybe he hadn't teleported. Maybe his mind had just shifted to another reality? Another state of being? Dimension? Or was this cave some kind of mental construct? Finn closed his eyes and focused. Even though he'd only been in that place for a moment, his trained mind had taken in details. Taste? The air had felt a bit stale, like it hadn't been ventilated in a while. Smell? Nothing. Sound? Candles? He faintly remembered hearing the flicker of a flame. Feel? Nothing again. He finally arrived at sight. An old instructor had taught Finn to review this sense last. What you saw was usually what people trusted the most. Strangely, science had shown that it was the least reliable sense in regards to memory. Recalling the scene, to the front of him, he only remembered a pure, impenetrable darkness. Yet, somehow, there had also been light. He knew that because he remembered seeing his own body in his peripheral vision. Had there been a spotlight overhead? And that was it. Searching his memory for a few more seconds didn't bring anything else to mind. Finn opened his eyes. Time to get more info. Focusing again, he thought about returning to the cave. For the second time, with no pause or sensation of movement, he was seamlessly transported to the dark space. This time he kept his body still, remembering it was when he dropped into a boxer's stance that his perception had shifted back to the hospital. Panning around with his eyes, he took better stock of his surroundings. While almost all of the cave was shrouded in an impenetrable darkness, he could see his own body. Slowly tilting his head up, all he saw was more darkness, yet his body was clearly lit. The light didn't have a source. It just was. Looking down, he saw the light also illuminated the ground, about an inch past his feet. He was standing on what looked and felt like black stone, so smooth it might have been glass, but it didn't reflect. There wasn't a single granule of gravel underfoot. It took Finn a second, but he realized there was something strange about the boundary between the light and the dark. It was too abrupt. Light always gradually gave way to dark as the energy fell below a person's ability to perceive what was being revealed. This was more like a wall of black forbid the white light from going any further. The demarcation was a perfect circle. That was a powerful message in and of itself.
Light and dark, Finn murmured. Duality.
Was that the trick? Curious, he extended a hand. The moment his fingers left the circle of light, he was back in the hospital again. There wasn't any pain or disorientation, but it looked like he'd just learned a new rule of his cave of whispers.
Don't break the seal.
Focusing, he transported back to the cave for a third time. He thought about leaving and was back in the hospital.
Leaving the light, or just thinking about it, will bring me back to reality, he thought.
Finn did this about a dozen more times, all in the name of scientific research, of course. Definitely not because he was initially freaked out and then because he was playing with it. He did find that if he focused, he could still feel tactile sensations from his real body in the hospital room, even when he was in the visualized space of the Cave of Whispers. Back in the cave, Finn slowly turned his body, making sure not to pierce the circle of light. Once he'd done a 180, he found out what was making that dry sound that he'd thought were flickering candles. Off in the darkness were 8 points of orange-red light. Each looked just like the dancing flame of a candle. They all hovered together in one section of the dark. The flickering flames were arrayed like bowling pins, with a single flame in the middle of the fourth row. Finn knew without being told that he was looking at the fire element he'd absorbed from the truck explosion. The glow around each flickering orange light illuminated the far cavern walls just a bit, but not enough to make out any details. Even though he couldn't see anything else in the impenetrable darkness, it felt like the lights might be about 10 feet away. Of course, without knowing how large the lights were, he couldn't know. But that amount of distance felt right. Even if they were a foot away, though, that was the same as a mile, seeing as how he couldn't move from the spot he was standing in. Focusing, he thought about pulling one of the lights closer. As soon as he did, a familiar prompt appeared.
Do you wish to augment yourself with fire element? If yes, pick a path. 1. Elemental empowerment. A rare boon gained by your world. Locked. Requirement. Power level 1. 2. Whisper. Your ability.